You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We are The Real Short Box. My name is Bonnie. I'm here with Kevin and Donald and Christopher.
Yes, we are here. And we.
I am Donald.
We are here, live, bright, and
Chris,
recording.
Chris, calm down. Kevin? Say hello to everybody, Kevin.
Hello.
Obviously, none of us are who we say we are. We have the autonomy of no video behind this. All you hear is our voices.
That's right. I'm actually Bonnie.
Why not? We're here talking Karate Kid. There was an announcement not too long ago, if I'm not incorrect.
A few months ago, actually.
Yeah, not long ago, that they are bringing Jackie Chan's character into the Karate Kid universe. When they weren't supposed to do that originally. They weren't going to do that, and now they are, and Bonnie is livid.
Very livid, as she should, and I'm livid too, because... I was hoping that when I heard about a Karate Kid movie that I thought was going to be like a sequel or follow up to the Cobra Kai TV show. If anything, Bonnie and I talked about is we figured maybe it'll be using the movie to conclude the series after season 6. But instead, it's some completely separate. Cobra Kai doesn't exist, that universe. So it's some completely bizarre new story where you have two characters and two separate universes are going to be in the same movie. So that means they're creating some new universe where the two could somehow exist. So I have to assume that Cobra Kai, the TV series, doesn't exist, never happened. It's probably now this movie version sequel to Karate Kid 3 for all intents and purposes.
Yeah. Basically.
Which is sick.
It just doesn't make sense to me. It feels like a complete and total money grab trying to capitalize on the success of the show. And I think it's going to end up backfiring on them because there are people who are just going to be so completely confused by this because.
Where's Miguel?
Exactly. You have like the hardcore, fans that are people like us, but then you have the casual watchers who are like, yeah, I like that show. It's a good watch. Sure, I'll see the movie when it comes out. And then they're going to be completely lost when it has zero tie-ins or anything to do with the series. But it's somehow still connected to the original, which the Cobra Kai series is. It's really weird. It doesn't make sense why they're kind of like crashing the universe like this.
Yeah, it's weird. It'd be like they're both canon with each other, but not together, like Cobra Kai and the new one. They're both canon with Karate Kid, but
they're not canon with Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
It's madness.
Yeah. And I was never a fan of them doing the remake with Jackie Chan in general to begin with. I still haven't seen it to this day. I think I've seen like maybe the first 3 minutes and then I was like, nope, I just can't.
What?
I can't do it. I cannot do it. I cannot have any part of it.
Jaden Smith doesn't like you, Bonnie, for you saying that.
That's perfectly fine. Jaden Smith can hate me all he wants.
What if they bring Daniel's son into the Jackie Chan universe rather than what if that's what they're thinking about doing?
That still doesn't make any sense to me. Regardless of whether they're bringing the Mr. Han character into the Miyagi universe or bringing the Daniel-san character into the Mr. Han universe, neither way makes sense to me.
Yeah, like what actually makes sense, it would have been perfect tie-in, is they're going to like the world, aren't they going to like the world tournament or whatever? So you got this kung fu guy from Japan or from China. And a world champion, like, and I like that would have made perfect sense, but like, yeah, this
tournament, I agree,
yeah, the tournament, yeah,
but no, you know how it is these days, these executives in Hollywood, they're smoking some good stuff, smoking some bad stuff. So, I don't understand why something that's so simple that you and I and Donald can see can't be simply executed. It's just weird.
Oh, it's the S of the line through it.
Yes, indeed.
Like no smoking?
No, like, well, I guess two lines, if depending on the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're talking about The Karate Kid, and it comes to mind with the fourth film that came out.
The next Karate Kid with Hilary Swank.
With Hilary Swank. We have yet to see her in Cobra Kai or in any further Karate Kid films. Now, her career could use a boost, and she probably could go for a paycheck. Do you think that this could be a possibility?
Absolutely.
And they brought everybody else in. They have to.
Yeah, and the producers already said that she's welcome to come in at any point.
Her character.
So the invitation was there. And the thing is, like, nobody could figure out how they could bring back Robin Lively's character from part three. And they managed to do that pretty seamlessly in a genius way that makes absolute sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not put it past them to be able to figure out a way to bring in Hilary Swank's character, Julie. There's got to be a way to make
and they could bring happen. And they could bring Colonel Dugan in as well, because you remember from season three, I believe it was, when they were showing parts of Kreese's origins in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how I correctly guessed one of the people that was in that little prison mm-hmm. was Terry Silver.
Yeah,
there's another guy that was in there. That guy could be Dugan.
Could be.
Because, you know,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be surprised by that. I don't think I'd be upset by that if that were a revelation to come either.
Yeah, it would make sense. Just like they all went their separate ways. Dugan just went to the East Coast to Boston to do his thing. And then, you know, Silver and Kreese stayed in the LA area.
Was Dugan the right age, though?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Julie, you said her name is Julie, right?
Julie Pierre.
Yeah. Well, like, what if she, like, the easiest way I could see that they bring her in is if she's related to the tournament.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a national tournament, right? Like, she could have been anywhere doing it.
International tournament. She could be training in, of all places, Japan.
She could be. She could be a sensei. I mean,
She was trained by Miyagi.
She could just be, you know, visiting California to come pay her respects to Miyagi and you know, spend some time at his gravesite.
And Daniel and her,
even as simple as that, would be fine.
And her and Daniel, from my understanding, they do know each other within the timeline. I think they met at Miyagi's funeral or something like that. So they do know.
I think that was established behind the scenes at some point that they would have met each other, which makes sense. Again, and I think they probably would have met each other even younger than that, too. They probably met when they were like in their 20s or something.
That's true. And also, she could be a counterpoint to Sensei Kim, you know, a female master versus another female master.
Yeah,
and they changed the name from Miyagi-Do, right? It's no longer Miyagi-Do.
Yeah,
and they created the two of them created one name together.
Yeah, but
they can't be fighting over the rights for Miyagi-Do.
Miyagi-Kai, Cobra-Do. I don't know.
you're thinking of Johnny's Eagle Fang. You think of Eagle Fang?
I thought when they joined up,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they.
Because that could be another thing is if they kept Miyagi-Do.
Did they come up with
a
name?
I don't know.
I don't remember if they actually came up with a name or not. I'll have to go back and revisit last season again.
Somebody will tell us. You didn't mention that. You know. I have an idea though for a. Okay, so we're talking about. Oh, let's connect this. Let's connect that. Blah blah blah. Right. Okay, so we get Daniel LaRusso, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's gone to shit.
Mm-hmm.
The American justice system is dead. The earth is starting to burn.
This is dystopic.
It's basically the Karate
Kid halfway there.
And Mad Max mixed together, and we call it the Karate Kid Scorched Earth.
I see.
Who's in?
I'm so totally in. But he has to talk like Bane from Batman.
Oh, I was born in the darkness.
I was trained. On wax off.
I'm from the real League of Shadows, Miyagi-Do.
Dude, this could be incredible. I am in on this idea. I think Chris and I are going to start to write the script,
and it'll be R-rated too, by the way.
Rated, not R.
NC-17.
Yeah. Good lord.
Yeah, because this is going to be full frontal.
Wow.
Karate Act.
So kind of like what Chosen did in that early part of season five, but you didn't really see everything. You just saw the booty part. Is that what you're talking about? So you see full front of all these characters?
Full frontal. Wow. Everybody. Yeah.
But why would we see Full Frontal? What's the purpose of that?
Thirst trapping.
I see. So it's just drawing more of an audience.
Yeah. Bonnie's got her ticket already.
So Bonnie, do you want to see a 62-year-old naked Ralph Macchio?
Oh, when you put it that way.
I knew it. Yep. Yeah, her and
I mean,
and Chris wants to see a soon to be 50.
He's 55 right now.
Hey, who?
How old is he right now? He's Ralph
is 62, going on 63 later this year.
He is officially 62. Damn, why did I think he was still in his 50s?
Oh, he was born 1961.
Okay, yeah.
And then
he looks really damn good. Looks still.
Great. Looks great. He looks great.
Looks amazing.
He does. I can't lie.
It's a very nice, sweet person.
If I ever meet him, I got to ask you, sir, how do you stay looking so young?
True.
And then, Chris, I'm assuming you want to see Hillary Swank, who's nearly 50 years old, in some bizarre full frontal nudity. Since Chris is down, he's bringing all this stuff about full frontal.
Nah, I've been there, done that. Boys Don't Cry already exists. I mean, I don't care about that.
Oh, okay. What about Elizabeth Shue, then?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. 150%. Whole movie. It's just it's Karate Max starring Elizabeth Shue.
I got an idea. And then they're all like starving. So we go Grapes of Wrath style, and like she keeps feeding them with her breast.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no, like The Boys.
Yes.
Oh.
But like Grapes of Wrath, you know, because it's more like
Allie Mills is feeding children with her breasts because things are so bad. Because
they're all starving. Yeah. She's like
including herself.
Including herself. I see.
Yeah. She's starving, but she's still feeding somebody. She's still giving them sustenance. It's a very powerful scene if you haven't seen it, Kevin.
Is Johnny Lawrence still alive?
And I'm not talking about The Boys.
In this movie version of yours, Johnny Lawrence and Chosen, are they still alive? Are Mike Barnes still alive in this?
We can have some of them still alive, yeah, but then some of them will be cyborgs.
This has gone completely off the rails again.
So is Mike Barnes like a cyborg?
Why not? Like, let's have him be full robot. He goes full robot.
All right. Chosen.
You know, if anybody was going to go full robot in this weird whatever this is, Mike Barnes would make the most sense, I think.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will give you that.
Because
that's pretty much what he was in part three anyways.
Yeah, that's
true.
They
brought him up. They were like, hey, we're going to pay you money. We want you to beat the shit out of this guy. Okay.
Yep, that's true. Now, Chosen, is he going to be like growing some sacred bonsai trees or something that have healing properties or something to help save the world?
Jeez. There could be something like he's the Chosen One. And he has he's grown these bonsai trees that are designed to help it basically absorbed the toxicity that's in the environment so people can breathe again. But entities from the big government, aka Big Pharma, who owns the government now at this point, doesn't want that to happen because they want people to rely on this medication that they give them through the inhalers that makes everybody sound like Bane.
I see.
So, yeah, this is a really good idea, guys. This is gold. Who's writing this down?
We're taking notes right now as you speak.
Good, good, as you should.
This is very, very insane.
Insightful. It's insightful is what it is.
Who's going to win us an Oscar? Refer
back to this podcast again when you're sober.
Who, me? Oh, I'm fine. It takes more than that for me. This is full Donald at his least full Donald, I guess.
Now, Bonnie, as you know, they're doing some nationwide casting for the new Karate Kid, which, you know, I don't fully believe. They probably already have an idea who they want. You know, they probably do it just to make it look like you seem that you have a chance to be cast in the movie. But maybe you'll get cast in the movie, but more in a minor role. Mm-hmm. They already have an idea. They have an idea who they want to cast. Whoever this young person is, could be a boy, could be a girl, whatever the case may be. Could be both. That's true.
You never know.
Good point.
Who's producing it? If it's Disney, it will be both.
No, it's Sony, Columbia.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. But it's ridiculous. Like Bonnie said, it's a cash grab. They want to bring it out this year in 2024 for the commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the first movie. And you can tell that the script's being rushed, I'm sure. You know, they're scrambling like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got executives probably putting in their notes and a bunch of people in the cookie jar. Oh, yeah. Boo, 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 boo. you know, it's going to suck. It's going to suck.
It could be worse. It could be much, much worse. Let's be realistic.
It doesn't have to be bad at all if you follow what the four of us have. Well, not so much you.
Oh, come on.
If you follow a Body and Eyes, you know, our script, our story idea, you have it be the follow-up concluding movie to Cobra Kai, it would make more sense.
All right,
If you have it be Donald and Eyes movie, it'll make more money.
Right, I want to hear from the people. Chris and Eyes or Bonnie and Kevin's? What do you prefer? What do you want to see on the big screen, guys?
Do you want to see something that makes sense, that is relatively traditional and follows the storyline in canon?
Characters, or something awesome?
The characters you care about.
Really weird, crazy, like dystopian.
Fucking camels launch missiles out of their back. Camelback missiles. It's going to be fucking amazing.
We know what the people will agree with. We know what they're going to say.
Camelback.
Just blow a whole bunch of shit up and it'll make you millions.
Yeah.
Well, in a world of robots, we can bring Miyagi back, so.
You know what's funny, that's guys? True. While you're at it, why not throw in the 21 Jump Street characters while you're at it? Since they're in the same Sony Studios. I heard they were supposed to put them together with another series, like Ghostbusters or something like that. Yeah, that's it. Because you guys are so crazy. Why not add the Ghostbusters to this particular movie of yours?
I'm not against the idea.
Oh, my God.
This could be.
Rion, which you got, Ghostbusters?
You guys' grandchildren, you know, team up. These ghosts.
Yeah.
Yes, with Miyagi students, they all come together.
Ghost of Miyagi and Egon.
Yes.
Train.
Yes.
The future of the karate busters.
Yes, there we go. You know what's really sad? I actually thought about something. Now that we're saying this, some a-hole at Sony probably will say, you know what? That's a great idea. Holy crap, that's a great idea. I wouldn't be surprised in 2026 we see some ridiculous movie like that. I wouldn't be shocked at all. And after that, all four of us are going to sue like there's no tomorrow.
Wait, didn't they both have cartoons? What if it was a cartoon version? What if it was a cartoon, like an animated movie, blending the two animated TV shows, the canon of the two TV shows?
In Chris and I's film, during some flashbacks, it's done with stop motion animation, actually. So, there's that. Just letting you know.
Miyagi would be played with a puppet.
Yes. Miyagi's just a hand puppet.
What? A hand puppet?
He's a hand puppet. Oh, I love this. Jeez. Okay, I think we've finished up here. I want to thank everybody for listening and being a part of this glorious podcast. This was a lot of fun.
That was quite a banger of a podcast.
I hope you had fun, too. Thank you for tuning in. And listening, you can find us on all kinds of podcast platforms. If you can't, reach out to us and let us know. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, direct that to Kevin because I don't want to hear it. But with that being said, if you're out and about, maybe, perhaps someday, we'll see you
at a paranormal, but always martial artistically, comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.